Sidney Harmon, industrialist, philanthropist, and academic, died last night here in Washington, D.C. Harmon was also the husband of former California Congresswoman Jane Harmon. He was 92 years old and had recently been diagnosed with leukemia. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has this appreciation.
Sidney Harmon made his fortune with the establishment of Harmon Kardon, which produced high-fidelity stereo equipment for audiophiles. Before Harmon Kardon, records sounded like this.
Dream when you're feeling blue.
Played on the cutting-edge technology Harmon and his partner Bernard Kardon created, Sinatra sounded like this.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Which raised the bar for listeners forever after and which made Sidney Harmon a very rich man. Harmon's fortune allowed him to become a philanthropist. He funded civil rights projects in Virginia, the arts in Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles, an experimental university on Long Island, and one of the first workplace domestic violence prevention programs. Last year, Harmon announced he was buying Newsweek, the once grand newsweekly that was strangled in debt. Jonathan Alter worked at Newsweek for 28 years and says he consulted with Harmon before the industrialist purchased the magazine.
Well, I understood from the beginning that Sidney Harmon was buying Newsweek for the right reasons. He was interested in contributing to the national debate, and he saw it almost as a public trust.
Harmon announced he was prepared to lose money, up to $40 million a year, in order to get Newsweek to break even. Shortly after he bought the magazine, he saw an opportunity to strengthen his financial status by merging with the Daily Beast, the online news site run by Tina Brown. Ken Auletta, media critic for The New Yorker, says this was Harmon's thinking.
The assumption was that they could merge her Daily Beast, which was owned by Barry Diller's company, with Newsweek, an online publication with a print publication, and maybe one plus one would equal four.
For Harmon, it was all about seeing things in different ways. His friend and colleague James Ellis, dean of the Marshall School of Business at the University of Southern California, says Harmon was distressed that so much of our thinking was so rigid.
He believed that there was a connection. Life is all about interdisciplinary thought process.
A couple years ago, Harmon became a professor at USC and lectured throughout the university, from freshman leadership seminars to business school classes. He also founded USC's new Academy of Polymathic Studies. The academy seeks to build connections between disciplines, as Harmon explains in a video about the school.
The world is changing. Everything in the digital universe, everything is connected to everything else.
That willingness to embrace the new, Ellis says, made Harmon extremely popular on campus.
And I brought Sidney in to talk. And the students were absolutely riveted to what he had to say. And at that time, he was a mere 90. So there was a 73-year gap between the teacher and the student.
A gap that was bridged by Sidney Harmon's ability to see, to explore, to discover, right up until the end of his life. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Excuse me while I disappear.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.